In the summer of 1974, on a quiet street called Firefly Lane in the Pacific Northwest, two 14-year-old girls forge an unlikely bond that will anchor their lives for decades. Tallulah Tully Hart arrives as the new girl, confident, strikingly beautiful, and seemingly perfect, her sophistication a carefully constructed armor. Shy, bookish Kate Mullarkey has spent her young life feeling invisible, overshadowed by more outgoing siblings. Their differences couldn't be starker. Tully commands attention, while Kate observes from the sidelines. What Kate doesn't initially see is that Tully's confidence masks deep wounds from years of abandonment by her drug-addicted mother, Dorothy, Cloud. Their friendship crystallizes after Tully experiences a traumatic sexual assault at a summer party. Instead of finding comfort from her perpetually absent mother, she turns to Kate, who responds with unconditional compassion. "This is our secret, okay?" Tully pleads through tears, and Kate's unwavering promise becomes the first of many shared confidences. When Tully finally reveals the complete truth about her mother, Kate's immediate response, "We'll be best friends forever, always, no matter what," becomes the cornerstone of their lifelong bond. Even when separated by distance, their connection transforms them from individual girls into the inseparable unit they proudly call Tully and Kate. By 1978, reunited at the University of Washington, their contrasting approaches intensify. Tully arrives with laser focus, determined to become a famous broadcast journalist, consuming newspapers daily and studying anchor techniques. For her, success means fame and recognition, proving her worth to the mother who abandoned her. She volunteers tirelessly at the campus TV station. Kate lacks Tully's ambition, gravitating toward human stories behind headlines. She excels at connection, noticing personal details, remembering stories, and offering genuine empathy. As Tully charges ahead with career plans, Kate questions whether she's pursuing her own dreams or her friends'. Their diverging paths become evident during sorority life. At fraternity parties, Tully commands attention while Kate stands in her shadow. When Kate connects with farm boy Brant Hanover over their shared love of Steinbeck, Tully unconsciously pulls her away. This pattern, Tully's need for Kate's undivided loyalty versus Kate's desire for other relationships, establishes a tension that will echo throughout their lives. The 1980s mark a pivotal divergence in their lives. Tully pursues ambition through 18-hour workdays and strategic career moves regardless of personal cost. Her breakthrough comes during a convenience store robbery when she continues reporting despite being shot in the shoulder, transforming her from local reporter to regional celebrity overnight. Kate's journey takes a different but equally meaningful direction. Her writing talent and emotional intelligence excel in television production, working behind the scenes while Tully chases on-camera stories. Working alongside Johnny Ryan, the station's lead producer, Kate emerges from Tully's shadow as their professional relationship blossoms into romance. When Tully accepts an offer from a competing station in a larger market, Kate and Johnny marry after an unexpected pregnancy, with Tully serving as maid of honor. Their paths reflect their fundamental values. Tully seeking validation through professional achievement, Kate creating the loving home she grew up in. The 1990s bring profound changes as Kate embraces motherhood while Tully ascends to national broadcasting fame. Kate's identity becomes centered around mothering Mara and twin boys William and Lucas. She creates themed birthday parties, volunteers at school, and manages her children's busy schedules of drop-offs and activities. Tully's career takes her to NBC in New York and eventually to her own talk show, The Girlfriend Hour. She covers wars, interviews celebrities, and builds a media empire, her signature sharp suits and perfect makeup becoming her trademark. Despite professional success and Emmy nominations, Tully experiences profound loneliness in her Manhattan penthouse. Their contrasting lives create both admiration and envy. Kate sometimes resents Tully's freedom while feeling invisible in her domestic role, especially when other mothers gossip about Tully's television success. Meanwhile, Tully envies Kate's connection to her children and sense of purpose. Their friendship provides each a window into the road not taken. Their friendship faces its greatest test when Kate's teenage daughter Mara begins idolizing Tully. The glamorous aunt with expensive gifts appeals to a rebellious teenager more than her rule-setting mother. Childless Tully undermines Kate's authority, and when Mara runs away to Tully's apartment after a family argument, existing fault lines in their friendship deepen. The breaking point comes when Tully features Kate on her talk show in a segment about overprotective mothers publicly humiliating her. This betrayal confirms Kate's deepest fear, that her life choices are somehow less valuable. They stop speaking for over a year, forcing both to examine how they've supported and failed each other. Their rupture reveals how even the closest friendships require boundaries and respect. Tully's mistake stems from her inability to understand Kate's perspective as a mother, while Kate's hurt reflects decades of feeling overshadowed. Their conflict shows that true friendship demands not just love, but recognizing and respecting each other's life choices. Kate receives a devastating diagnosis, inflammatory breast cancer, an aggressive form that instantly reframes her priorities. Career achievements, parenting struggles, and personal grievances suddenly seem trivial against mortality's shadow. This cruel twist forces both women to confront not just death, but what makes life meaningful. Kate approaches her diagnosis methodically, creating memory books and writing letters to her children for future milestones she won't witness. Despite her hurt over Tully's betrayal, Kate reaches out. "I need you, Tully. Call me on my cell." Tully, filming in Antarctica, remains unaware until receiving Kate's message months later. She immediately abandons everything and rushes to Seattle. Their reunion transcends their conflict. Past grievances become meaningless against permanent separation. As Kate's condition deteriorates, they return to Firefly Lane, now changed but still holding their teenage dreams. Through these final days, Kate achieves clarity. Despite their different paths, choices, and bitter falling out, she recognizes their bond as the cornerstone of her life, as vital as any family tie. Their friendship captivates through 30 years of shared history. From teenage confidences to career milestones, they witness each other's complete narratives in ways nobody else can, creating their own language of inside jokes, shorthand references, and the simple phrase Firefly Lane that encapsulates their entire connection. In her final act, Kate arranges her funeral and writes letters. Her memory box for Tully symbolizes their friendship. A Virginia Slim cigarette labeled Smoke Me, recalling their teenage years, a David Cassidy photo saying Kiss Me, representing shared dreams, and an iPod saying Play Me and Dance, loaded with ABBA's Dancing Queen, embodying their youthful joy. Their bond stretches without breaking through decades. Their relationship survives jealousy and competition because at its core lies mutual acceptance. Tully's ambition complementing Kate's nurturing spirit. Their story celebrates those rare friendships where someone has witnessed our entire journey and loved every version of us. As Kate writes in her final journal, "The best thing about being a woman is that we're always there for each other, no matter what."